I caught up with Mike yesterday. I had coffee with Mike.
Mike
Sheen,
who?
Mike Sheen. And we had a drop in on our table yesterday too while we're having a coffee. Number 27, famous number 27 from
Barry Breen.
Essendon.
27 from Simon.
Simon was there. And Mike reminded me of this, of the time that he came on our show. He said to you and I that Bailey Fritz was going to be the best number 31 at Melbourne since Ron Barassi.
Oh, not a Melbourne Cup field.
Well, I was going to ask you that question. Had there been many great number 31s since Ron Barassi?
Not to my right. Rod Keogh was a number 31 that I remembered.
Right.
But no, I don't think it's a Melbourne Cup field.
Okay. Can I ask you this question then? Because this the most revered number at the Melbourne Football Club. Is it 31?
Yeah, or two.
Two being Robbie Flower?
Yeah.
Okay.
31 or two.
At Essendon, it was always three, Dick Reynolds, or 10.
Or 32.
John Coleman. No, never 32.
Well, right up there.
Never 32. I want to throw that out there. The most revered football number at your football club. The most revered number. What is it?
Chuck it out there.
I didn't realise it was 31 at Melbourne.
Ronald Albarassi is one of the greatest men that's
I know that.
Walked the planet.
And I know
his
that.
Iconic status is never to be, and I know you're not arguing, but never to be debated.
Can I say that I ran in, I don't like to drop names.
You've dropped a few, you're two for two so far.
I don't like to drop names.
But drop another one.
I ran into Ron last weekend, not this weekend, the previous weekend. Mm-hmm. I tied my dog Brando up outside the milk bar or the cafe, and then I saw Ron and Cheryl, and they were sitting there having a cup of coffee, and Ron said, look, I'll hold the dog for you. So while I went in to get a cup of coffee, Ron held Brando for me.
I hope Brando realises that.
He didn't. I was trying to tell him a little bit later. I said, that person that was holding you there and making sure that you didn't run after any of the other dogs was one of the greatest players and one of the greatest figures ever in the game of AFL football.
I came to Melbourne. I don't want to make this about myself, but I'm talking about Ron Barassi. So I came in 1985 in the under-19s. The skinniest, most underdone. Anyway, I had a year in the under-19s, and then Ron Barassi said to get him do pre-season with us.
Really?
In the seniors, right?
Right.
And I'm not joking here.
Yeah.
I was as ill prepared for a senior pre-season as ever. We used to train at Dendy Park, and they used to do these four lap circuits before training started, where you push ups and then and you run to the next one, and then there was a bench press. I was lapped inside everyone had finished, and I still had a lap. Can you imagine that? How embarrassing that was for a 16-year-old kid.
Did you feel embarrassed?
Horrified.
Right.
Like I had to keep doing the lap on my own while the senior players sat there waiting and looking at me.
And what did it teach you?
Well, to get back to the thirds, quick sticks. That's what it taught me.
Look at all those.
And he wouldn't let us drink. This was the other thing. He wouldn't let us drink water. That was what I remember.
That's right.
It was about 43 degrees, and there would be no water.
Yep.
You get cramps. You get a cramp if you drink water.
You love Ron Barassi.
I love him.
And I do too. And I've met him many times over the years, and I admire him more than anyone. But after I played my first game back in 1977, I got invited into World of Sport the next morning, right?
Is that the greatest highlight of your life?
It was at the time, right? So I go in there, and Bobby Davis.
Bobby.
He was given the job of showing me around. So he met me there, and he was introducing me to everybody. Ron was there for Coach's Corner, right?
Were they having a dart?
So, yeah, they're all having a smoke. Some of them having a can. They're drinking, eating pies and stuff like that, right? So Bobby takes me up to Ron Barassi. He said, Ron, this is the kid that played the game yesterday for Essendon. Just, 15 years of age. You know what Ron said?
What?
Ridiculous playing kid. I'm standing there. Ridiculous playing a kid at 15 years of age.
The greatest name in football is called you ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Very funny.